This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Huge show we have for you this week and a lot of my good friends. Our first guest is legendary rock and roller Brenda Lee will be joining us. Then another buddy of mine for many years, Henry Winkler, will be here. Well, we've had his father on the show several times. First time we're going to have Lou Ferrigno Jr. joining us. He's also an actor. A veteran advocate, author, and life coach, Baz Porter, will be here talking about his new book about PTSD. And then next hour, author John O'Connor has a book called Hostgate. This is the story about Deep Throat, and it is fascinating. Brand new country group on the scene, Scooter Braun Band, will be joining us. And then Jeannie Walden and George Barani will be talking about how to save during these tough financial times. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. I'll be back with Brenda Lee.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. And we've been doing the show in our 27th year, and way back, probably in our second year, our guest that's going to be with us right now was with us, the lovely and talented, legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you, dear?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book. That it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so
know.
I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life. And I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to at some point missed your youth and your teen years, because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family, because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early, early age that I could make a difference monetary-wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do. Because my mom gave up pretty much her life to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life, and that was because of a DJ friend of mine that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I had this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee,
sure,
but which was for children. And of course, you know, we said, oh, yeah, yeah. So for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis?
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that about 27 years ago.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be darned.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but this past Christmas, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
I'm
river.
Not quite sure. I still know what it is.
Yeah. And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961, and it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill, and thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it And that song, written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs?
Yeah.
With that emotion and all. But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue, but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Maltshot Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe, just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Wow. And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when you said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
No, I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda
Bye.
Lee, a legendary singer and a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Break it to me gently, let me down the easy way, make me feel that you still love me, if it's just for one more day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest, and believe me when I tell you this, this is one of the classiest guys in our business. And I say this sincerely. I've known him for a long time, and he really is the class act. What you see is what you get, and I tell you something, you get a lot from our guest, Henry Winkler. Hello, Henry. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I am so excited. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. You add something to everything that you get involved with, whether it's on television, on the big screen, as an author, a humanitarian, on stage. You just have had such a remarkable career, Henry. They always talk about the full package. You know, they said Elvis was the full package. You are the full package.
Wow. To be in the same breath with the king is not bad.
No, but it's true. I mean, in fact, to be very honest with you, I think that, frankly, you go beyond that because, let's face it, I don't know Elvis could write a book about children.
Oh, that was fantastic. We had such a great time. We did the 17th novel,
right,
in the series, Hank Zipser, just came out, and I write them with my partner, Lynn Oliver, and we make each other laugh, and all of a sudden there's a book.
This really has been inspired by your own struggle with education, which you and I have talked about several times in the past. It's no secret.
Right.
And you are an incentive to so many people who have, early on in life, and I probably fall into this category, too, because I wasn't the sharpest pencil in the classroom. But you turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know what? What I realized is that the children have got to understand that no matter how they learn, it has nothing to do with how brilliant they are.
Yes.
You know, I was told I would never achieve. I was told that I was lazy. And that is something that, you know, a child who is sitting in a classroom and their leg is bumping up and down and their knee is just going a mile a minute, they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, it's wiring. It's like, you know, don't do that or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child does not want to fail. They don't set out wanting to fail.
That's very true, and I've never thought of it that way. Nobody wants to be second on the list. They all want to be first on the list.
That's right.
And you know what? Being second on the list isn't that bad.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm in the bottom 3% academically in America. That's not bad, because look where I got.
Yes, that's exactly,
you know,
right.
So the thing is that it's really important that we always boost the child's self-image.
That's exactly right. I always say you never want to deteriorate their moxie. Because once their moxie's gone,
that's right,
then you've got nothing.
That's a perfect way to say it.
You know, Henry, I'm always in awe of the story, and I know you heard this from me so many times before, but I love the story because I have a similar story about your father, who was in the lumber business and really wanted you to go in the lumber business.
That's right.
And my father was in the home improvements business, storm windows and doors, and he would have loved to have seen his third son be in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain satisfaction, I think, that hopefully both of them saw in the fact that we wanted to step out of the mold and do something that was entirely on your own and because of your own efforts and not because you're handed down a business.
You know, the important thing is that a child gets to meet their destiny. Our youngest son, we have three children, Stacy and I, and our youngest son told us at 10 he wanted to be a director.
Wow.
And the first thing that almost flew out of my mouth was, what, are you kidding? That you can't do that. It's so difficult. It's so, you know, you can't depend on that. And I had to shut my mouth and bite my tongue to allow Max to just do what he needed to do. He's 26. He just directed his first film.
Wow.
I made not one phone call for this child. He just went out and he figured out how to do it and got it.
Good for you. That's great. And
you know what
him.
I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let the child meet their destiny.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have my two boys be in the broadcasting business, of which they had a flair for, but one works for a large brewing company in St. Louis, and
right,
the other one's a police officer. So you got to let them do what they want to do. Any role you play is so believable, it's unbelievable. I have three pages here. We do these interviews, they give you all these bios and everything else.
Sure.
If I read everything that you did, it would be like, well, it's like War and Peace now.
But you know what? The key is I absolutely love that I get to do my job.
Yeah, and do it the way you do, which is perfect.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Really,
no.
I mean, and I'm not even being ingenuous. I just find that I'm continually figuring out how to finally do this acting thing.
Well, I tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I'm included in that think you figured it out a long time ago. I remember when you were down here in Orlando for Waterboy, you spent some time with...
Oh, we had the greatest time.
Yeah. That movie still plays well today, and Adam Sandler certainly has gone to space with his career.
You know, I'll tell you something. Adam is an amazing guy because, you know, he plays this goofball in the movies.
Yes.
And what he really is a very thoughtful, shy, in charge kind of guy. You know, he's in charge of every detail of the movies that he makes.
Yeah. He's kind of a Johnny Carson, whereby when you get him by himself, he's a totally different person.
That's right. He's a totally different person.
Henry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it feels like to walk the streets of Milwaukee and see a bronze life-size statue of the iconic character that you played in Happy Days. What's that
the
like?
The only thing that bothers me about that statue
is the birds.
He is taller than I am.
Oh, is he really? Why does that bother you? That should be good.
Well, because, you know, I'd like to stand eye to eye with the statue. I need a little step ladder.
That's funny. That is great.
But how proud my entire family was there.
Oh.
My real life family was there. My television family from Happy Days was there. You know, 42,000 people came to say hello on the streets when they dedicated the statue. It was just amazing.
They talk about the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, but that statue has to be 50 million times
bigger. Oh, that's big. That was really big. And, you know, people send me pictures from all over the world of them visiting my statue.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Well, it's just great. It's just great. Marion Ross sent me a picture, who played Mrs. C.
Oh, sure. We just had her on.
A picture, but she put a wool hat and a scarf on my neck. That's during the winter.
Well, she would do that. Well, Henry, I appreciate you coming back and joining us. You know, I would do
it. It's always a pleasure, Ron, truly.
And I feel the same way about you. He's one of the best in the business, and I'm proud to call him a friend, and that would be Henry Winkler.
Thank you so much. so much.
Henry, thank you. You know, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome. You're just there.
I look forward to the next time, Ron, because we always have a great conversation.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, my friend. Stay well. Okay.
Bye.
Henry Winkler, he's a great guy.
What a pleasure.
He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood. Known him a long time, and he's always there when you need him. And although he's done many parts, you still can't forget the Fonz. Henry Winkler. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stimulus money is on its way, according to the Treasury Department. Americans could begin seeing their payments when the latest COVID relief bill hit their bank account as early as this weekend. The Internal Revenue Service says that people can begin to check on the status of their payments starting Monday on their website. The first round of those payments will be sent out via direct deposit, with paper checks and debit cards being mailed out later this month. And as vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine, with Michigan the latest state to announce an expansion. All Michigan residents 16 and older will be eligible for the shot starting on April the 5th. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest because I'm a fan of what he does. He's really a very talented young man. And I will tell you one thing right now. You know you've been doing this too long when you're now talking to the second generation of the family, because I had his dad on several times on the show for various reasons. He's part of a new movie that's going to be premiering, and boy, I tell you something, I am very anxious for this. It's going to be premiering actually tomorrow in theaters and on digital demand. Joining us right now is Lou Ferrigno Jr. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, I mentioned in the introduction that I like your work. I have, you know, SWAT, 911, How I Met Your Mother, and I didn't realize that you had your first actually dramatic job, if you will, on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I was cast as drunk guy, and you know, I may have played it a little too drunk, but it was a wonderful experience. I started in the soap genre, and it's funny because I work and I do all these jobs, and after a certain time, it's a very humbling experience, these auditions. So after all this time, I'm like, wow, you actually, there's shows that you may have actually seen, and I appreciate it. So that really means a lot. Thank you.
Well, you know, the thing about being the drunk, like, you know, they used to have, you might be too young to remember this on the Andy Griffith Show, is that if you really get a little overloaded the night before, you do an even greater performance the day of the shoot. So
very incentivizing, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This movie, this thriller, Dreamcatcher, I saw the trailer to it. Man, I tell you, this is really something. Tell us about it, because, you know, I love the genre. And what happened, I think, for a while is that people got a hold of it and kind of made fun of it. But, boy, I tell you, this thing is scary. And it's scary, but it also has a lot of other things to it. I mean, it has a touch of social commentary. It has a little bit of a love story. So it's a lot of things in one package, Lou.
Yeah, it's a thriller. It's a classic thriller. In the 90s, they started pumping out these really cool, really scary, eerie thrillers, such as Scream, I know you did last summer. And it kind of went into the realm of supernatural, super ridiculous. But this brings it back to a time where these films kind of were very relatable in the sense where it could actually happen. This could be somebody picking off friends one by one. But either way, it's based in a world of EDM, a world of electronic dance music, where if you've ever been to one of these events, it's loud. I mean, I don't know how many EDM events you're going to these days, Ron, but I stay away from them as well, but they're chaotic. So having this fun, crazy, wild experience happening, you don't even know if someone trips and falls and breaks a leg, you wouldn't even know, because it's a fist-pumping, loud, sensory overload of an experience. So why not have a killer running amok and begin trying to figure out who's killing everybody? So it's fun. It's cool. It's an art piece that Jacob Johnson wrote and directed himself, and I think it's going to really turn out to be one of the classics. We'll see.
Well, I'm hopeful, too, Lou. You deserve it. But, you know, you're funny you mentioned it, because you talk about those kind of EDM dances. When I was younger and doing record hops as a disc jockey, it was kind of a homogenized version of that, where, you know, you had people on stage, and I was the disc jockey and everything else. I never thought of the danger that it could prevail if somebody wanted to do that, because it's loud, like you say, everybody's preoccupied, it's relatively dark. Perfect setting for a thriller.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, the DJ is the rock star. You know, the DJ's on stage turning the music up of far too many decibels. But back in the day, I mean, when there was live bands and stuff, when it was too loud, you can't, and those live events, you can't hear what's going on. I hope a lot of people lose their hearing over time, because they just get their eardrums blown out. So in the mix of one of these events, anything could really happen. And I don't think we've really seen a film where one of these are happening in an EDM event. So we'll see.
Lou, when you started off in this, obviously at a very well-known name, and I'm going to pose the question to you that I'm sure a lot of people have. it's the same situation that you pose to people like Frank Sinatra Jr. and Lisa Marie Presley. Is it an asset or a liability to have that name? Because there's a lot that's expected because your dad was such an enormous personality and still is to this very day.
Ron, that question has been asked me many times, and I think you have put it the most articulately I've heard. So I appreciate that. There came a time when I realized I was resistant to this profession because, you know, every boy grows up and has certain level of animosity towards his father, especially when your father's a worldwide respected celebrity, giant of a man.
Right.
It's hard to, who casts an enormous shadow. So I needed to find a way to kind of do my own thing, and then I realized, you know what, in this profession, I don't necessarily look like him. I don't have the physical assets that he possesses, but I can go a different way. I can do my own thing. With Frank Sinatra Jr., he's essentially singing his father's songs. So if I'm going to get on stage and be a bodybuilder, I'm going to put on green paint on my body. It's not going to be as good as my father because he's just such a hulking person. So I had to really strive to be a different product. I had to round off the edges of my expertise in comedy, drama. And I had to have, like, the real temerity to go out there and withstand audition and audition and audition, which, for the most part, ends up in not much success. So after about 12 years of doing this, I finally got to a point now where, I mean, a few years ago I did, but now it's to the point where I'm offering something very different, and I fully believe what I do, and I love what I do, and I'm hoping that people ride along with me, and to this point, it's become pretty damn good. So,
well, I got to tell you, that's the best elegant answer I've heard to that question, because so many times people don't know what to do. They're like Sinatra, he thinks I'll just start singing. It's funny, my family was in the storm window business, and I never wanted to do that. Yet the kid down the street said, are you kidding me? You don't want to be in the storm window business? No, I want to be in radio and in television. So I think, though, parents, and I'm sure your dad feels the same way, they want to see their children sometimes go into what they do, but not be them, and that's what you've done, Lou.
Yeah, my father, you know, he was a world champion bodybuilder, so first and foremost, he was a gift of a body. He had an NFL type of size, and he was just had this monstrous body, and it came along at the right time.
Yeah.
The Hulk
yeah.
was casting, and they cast Richard Kiel, who didn't have any muscles but was 7 foot tall, and, you know, my dad was pursuing a career in entertainment, and it kind of fell into his lap. He then was launched into stardom, where, you know, after I started this, I realized I'm not doing it that way. I'm not lucky in that sense. I'm lucky in, yes, I do have my hearing, where my father had a 85% hearing loss, so that was an adversity to overcome in and of itself. And it's funny when people ask me about my name, because when you see someone's work, the name doesn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
So first and foremost, my name as a character is different, but as an actor, I'm a completely different human being. But I do appreciate the acknowledgement. I do appreciate the respect and adulation that my father has garnered over this 40-year career. Wow. And he's still beloved worldwide. So in terms of the name, I've gone from, like, a very minor resentment to a great appreciation because I'm very lucky for everything. They say that if you're going to blame your parents for what they did wrong, you got to blame them for what they did right.
I got to tell you, that's a great philosophy, Lou. It really is. Well, I got to be very honest with you. I think that you're a terrific actor, and I don't think you need any road cleared in front of you to do what you do now, both in the dramatic sense and the comedic sense. And this movie, The Dream Catcher, now it's in theaters, but it's on digital and on demand as of tomorrow. Right, Lou?
Yep, you got it, Ron. Thank you for those kind words.
I invite you to come back at any time. You're a great guest, and as I mentioned before, an extremely talented young man, and please join us again, and I want to catch this because I love the genre. I really do, and I missed it because some of it is done so hokey, and this, after watching the trailer, is done so professional, and it scares the hell out of you, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've seen parts of it. I've seen some of the rushes. It's going to be great, so I hope everyone enjoys it.
Thanks, Lou, for joining us. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ron. Take care.
You too. I tell you, what a nice guy, and he's part of a great movie right now that's out, and it'll be on demand digitally tomorrow called Dreamcatcher, Lou Ferrigno Jr. You're going to hear a lot more from him. He's a talented young man. And I'd like to remind everybody that our website is ronseggi.com.
RONSEGGI.com. And when you go there, we've updated the homepage. It's a lot easier to find the latest show on demand 24/7 or check out any shows that we've done in the past in our archive section. Visit it because you'll find it to be a lot easier and a lot more computer friendly to use. That's RonSeggi.com, RONSEGGI.com. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. I have a fascinating guest with us. I really am anxious to talk to him. He served in the British Army, and he saw some terrible things while he was in the service and came back, and he is now trying to help other veterans who have witnessed and experienced some of the things that he saw and did. He is a veterans advocate, author, life coach. talks about his book that's out right now, PTSD, Using Trauma to Thrive, and he's been helping veterans and civilians to cope with challenges, change in life, uncertainty, and of all the things that we've had connected to this COVID-19 lockdown. Joining us right now is Baz Porter. Hi, Baz. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
I appreciate, first of all, your service in the military. And tell us a little bit about the experiences that you had that caused you, like so many other veterans, to have nightmares, flashbacks, anxiety, depression. And what motivated you to help other veterans and civilians cope with what is a very stressful environment in the world today?
It's a very good question there, Ron. What caused me to have the flashback was not knowing how to cope with daily life after I've left the service. I did 9 years in the British Forces, 11 operational tours within their 9 years from Bosnia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Retiring in 2004, not knowing what the future held for me, but knowing I wasn't going to be serving anymore. I didn't know where to continue after that. And for months after, I started to get symptoms of what we now know called PTSD, flashbacks, depression. I was drinking more. I had no focus. I had no passion. I'd lost all drive. Well, I became a DJ. And I actually nearly drunk myself to death. I became an alcoholic for about 7 years. I turned the yellow. That was my turning point, realization that something was wrong with my mentality and the way I was focused.
How did you come to the realization that, hey, if you didn't stop, you were going to self-destruct?
I was turning yellow after a couple of suicide attempts. I'm being found on a roundabout, spending time in hospital, and realizing this is the end. This has got to, there's got to be more to life than this. What have I become? I was a respected British soldier, respected job, and now I've resorted to drinking myself half to death. I chose, essentially, and I started on a road to recovery, knowing when I got back to the UK, I sought help, or what I presumed as help at the time, for PTSD. That was starting then about 2011 to come out into society, and this illness, either CPTSD, was starting to be known. Prince Harry is famous for advocating for mental health PTSD as he served. All of these experiences, I didn't know what to make of them, understand it at the time. It's only when I started to transform my mindsets, the way I was thinking, the way I viewed myself, I realized that these flashbacks of me seeing people that I served with in some horrific situations, some of them dying, and me being with them when that happened, lucky enough to survive, I started to realize that I had been given a second chance in life. I'd been given something to move forward with to help others.
Well, you have three recommendations for veterans and civilians how to cope with these challenges more effectively. What are they, Baz?
Honesty, for number one. You cannot ask for help if you can't be honest with yourself. Mindset is the second one. Start to change your mindset within yourself. Value who you are, what you do, your present situation. The third one is, don't be afraid to seek advice. Don't be afraid to speak up. Because there's so much stigma up until very recently about speaking up. You've got to be strong. You've got to be willing to carry on. But we are human beings. We sometimes all need that bit of advice. And people like me who have served, who can relate to certain situations, are a prime people to actually relate to and talk to.
You have helped many veterans and many civilians. But did anybody help you, or did you do this by yourself?
I had to do this by myself.
When veterans see what is happening in the government, what is happening in the streets, when they are putting their life on the line in countries so far away from the United States, and they see how freedom is being mishandled, what are their feelings? Is part of the PTSD knowing that it doesn't look like freedom is being appreciated for the cost that it takes to get it?
It has an effect emotionally because we suppress our own feelings. And especially in very recent times, the military, and I can relate to this, have been required to do some really sticky situations, and they've got to remain completely neutral, but still be combat effective and do their job to the highest possible standard. We don't get, and we should always be, a soldier or a person of military stature should always be beyond reproach, regardless. But it's so hard to maintain that focus within ourselves. The book that's just been released, Using Trauma to Thrive, goes into self-help tips about staying focused, staying balanced, staying within yourself, but being also very professional. It uses the same skills, techniques that I used for many, many years, and I still use today, my own mindset, in order so I can help other people. I've got to be focused on a bigger picture always. The trauma and the experience that got me where I am today made me who I was. Sovereignty within ourselves, remaining balanced, remaining focused on an outcome, but also open to other things coming in, and remaining in that neutral personality gear is important when we talk about how we combat our own thoughts and feelings, especially in these times and through COVID, through the political climate in this day and age. It's very difficult to have that balance and remain in that balance effectively for a long period of time, and we have to suppress it, which is what causes partly PTSD, along with other factors of PTSD, such as threat to life. The flashbacks is the anxiety.
Well, you've done a remarkable job, as the book is called PTSD, Using Trauma to Thrive. And it's not just for the military. For everybody listening to our voices right now, even things in life can cause some of the reactions that Baz goes over in this book. And again, I want to thank you for your service to our country and Britain. It's available where, Baz?
You can get it off Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Baz, thank you so much for writing this. Thank you for being on the show. And anytime you want to come back, please accept my invitation to join me again, okay?
Ron, it's been fantastic. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And Baz Porter's been our guest. The book is called PTSD. You know, you don't have to be a veteran to get this. This is a book that's applicable to everybody listening to our voice right now. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, sir. you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guest this first hour, beautiful Brenda Lee, my buddy Henry Winkler, Lou Ferrigno Jr. Of course, he's the son of the Hulk. Nice guy, too. And Baz Porter. Next hour, author and attorney John O'Connor will be joining us. His new book is out called Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat. It's fascinating. Country stars that are going way up on the charts these days, the Scooter Braun Band, you're going to love this group, and Jeannie Walden and Jordan Marini are going to be talking about how to save money, a difficult thing to do during these tough times. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.